Welcome back into the program. It is now week two of college football season as we have completed week one. Last night, Labor Day night game, Virginia Tech played Georgia Tech, and they were able to escape victoriously in a nice overtime thriller to cap off your Labor Day. Hope it was a good holiday weekend. We didn't have a show on Monday with the college football professor, but he is with us today. It is Tuesday, not our regular slot, but glad to have you here. Hope you had a good holiday.
I had a great holiday, and I was thinking, Jacob, about our impressions on this first week of college football. And one of the impressions for me was that Alabama win over Michigan. Alabama's defeating the Wolverines was not a great surprise to me, but I thought that the win was an imposing win. It was not the net yards of 431 to 232. It was not just the score, 41 to 14, even though that says a lot. To me, it was the way the Tide plays with purpose. Coach Saban's bunch have a reason for what they do. I read a quote from Nico Johnson, the outstanding linebacker, who said, "We just tried to go in and make Denard Robinson less comfortable." That's kind of it in a nutshell. What do you think, Jacob? What was your impression of the first week?
Well, I thought that Alabama made Denard Robinson very uncomfortable. I thought they made everybody uncomfortable. In fact, Brady Hoke was sick, and somebody said he got sick before the game. I said, "Are you sure about that?" I'm not sure he didn't get sick halfway through the first quarter when it was 21 to nothing, Alabama. That obviously was the number one thing that stood out to me on the weekend. That and the Penn State situation also with them getting beaten by Ohio.
There were some games that surprised, and some have, I think, what a big impact. Even though it's week one, but yet it had some impact. And I'd like for us to think about three games that all three of them impact the ACC. Now, I'm not saying it's going to decide the race, but I think it just says a lot about that conference. And here are the three games. First of all, there was Miami over Boston College, 41-32.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that was sort of a surprise to me in the aspect of how Miami dominated the game. Some people thought Boston College would win that game. And the second game was the Clemson win over Auburn, 26-19. And the third one was Tennessee over NC State, 35-21. Now, in the Clemson-Auburn game, it seemed that game had very difficult. It was difficult for them, either team, to ever get a flow. It was just kind of up and down the whole game. And neither team seemed to dominate, even though there was a running back for Clemson. It was pretty dominant. But Tennessee just dominated North Carolina State. And those were just some other impactful games.
Well, I think you're right. I think I definitely thought the Tennessee game, I watched that one on Friday night. I thought Tennessee looked much improved from last year. I think their offense shows signs of real promise. And, of course, Tyler Bray may be the best quarterback in the SEC, definitely one of the best. And Cordell Patterson, the young wide receiver, looks very good. On the other side of that, you talked about Auburn. Very disappointing for the SEC and the Auburn Tigers to not be able to come away with a win in Atlanta, something Gene Chizik, he's usually won those close games. But you got to give credit to Clemson. They hung in there and were able to come out victorious.
Well, Jacob, as we go through this, we're talking about this is the professor's five-star report. In our three-star of the five-star report is the fact that the game between Florida and Texas A&M. There will be several games that have great interest this week, and that will be one of them. This will be the beginning of a new era. The SEC and all that stuff. These two teams have played two times in their history, with each team winning one. The last time they met in the regular season, or actually the last time they met was in the Sun Bowl in 1976.
Wow.
And Coach Muschamp coached, at Texas, the University of Texas, for two or three years before coming to Florida. And so A&M hopes that their inaugural SEC game will be better than their only regular game when they played Florida, because they played them in Gainesville in 1962 and lost 42-6. But that has a Florida and Texas A&M playing each other is pretty, you know, pretty big game. But
yeah,
but the SEC opening up in Texas. Mm-hmm. It's just interesting.
Well, I think that and, of course, the Missouri game that night, too. But that's 2:30 on ESPN, Florida and Texas A&M. That will be worth watching. And then I think Missouri and Georgia also.
Well, yeah. And I guess we could say that the Georgia-Missouri game could be our fourth report here.
Okay.
And that is the only prior meeting that took place between these two was in 1959 in the Orange Bowl. And Georgia won that game 14-0. Now, think about this. Missouri has spent 84 years in the Big 8 / Big 12 conference. 84 years. And now they're in the SEC.
They are, and I think that it's going to be very interesting to watch this game unfold. Georgia, of course, has had some suspensions. They've had some turmoil. They didn't exactly look all that impressive against Buffalo Saturday. Missouri, on the other hand, is coming into the conference with more momentum than A&M. They could legitimately beat Georgia. And I won't give away what I'm predicting for this game till later in the week, but this could be a scare game for Georgia. But I will say this. Wide receiver T.J. Moe continues to make these comments about how outlandish comments and getting himself into trouble. I think he needs to watch that. That could provide fodder for Georgia.
That probably was just unwise for him to make the kind of statements that he made. So let's look now at some games for next week.
Okay.
Okay. These are different games. First of all, one that intrigues me is the University of Central Florida at Ohio State. Now, Central Florida is a good football team.
This could be
quite a difficult game for Ohio State. What do you think about that game?
Well, I remarked to somebody last night how Ohio State was quietly one of the teams that impressed me Saturday. They came out against a decent Miami of Ohio team and ran them out of the building. And you have to remember, this is a transition year. I know Ohio State's very good, but this is a transition year with a new coach. That game is 11 o'clock on ESPN2. You're right. Central Florida could give them a run for their money.
And then the next game would be a dog and cat fight. If you call Tigers cats. It'll be Auburn at Mississippi State. And Auburn has won the last five games that they played in Starkville. The last five times Auburn played there. And the last two times they played there, Auburn won both of those games. Of course, if they won the last five, that means they won the last two over there. But they won the last two by a total of 4 points. Now, think about that. So something tells me that this will be, and I know that's a cliche, but this will be a knockdown, drag-out kind of game.
Well, I think you make a good point about Auburn winning by a total of the few points that you just said. But I will say this. Dan Mullen has won by a total of 0 points against any team in the West not named Ole Miss. So this is a good opportunity for him. Auburn's at home. I mean, it's Auburn at home on ESPN, 11 o'clock a.m. It's a good opportunity for Dan Mullen to finally get that win. And if he can't win Saturday, I don't think he ever will.
Well, I'm kind of glad that Mississippi State and I are going to enlarge your stadium to catch up with their Jumbotron. All right, our next game is really an intriguing one. Miami at Kansas State. Now, last year, Kansas State beat Miami in Miami. They beat them 28-24. Now, I don't know if you remember or not, but Miami had first and goal at Kansas State's 2-yard line with 2 minutes left, and they didn't make it. And they lost the game by 4 points. Actually, I think, if I remember correctly, Kansas State had gone ahead by just before then by scoring a touchdown. Miami had the lead. They scored a touchdown. Then they drove down and had the chance first and goal at the 2 and lost. So this is an intriguing game, Miami at Kansas State.
I think this game, and it's kind of tucked away, 11 o'clock a.m. on FX, I think it's hidden in the scheme of things Saturday, but it is an important game. As you mentioned, Kansas State could be one of those outside BCS contenders this year, or perhaps win the Big 12 contender. And Miami, of course, looked I mean, that we're unsure what to make of them so far with their game against Boston College Saturday. So this will be an interesting game.
LSU will host Washington. And I believe Washington has never beat LSU. They've played twice. I think LSU's record against them is 2-0. Mm-hmm. But also, LSU has a 17-game home winning streak. This could be an interesting game, but I believe LSU will win.
6 o'clock ESPN, and I don't think LSU will have any trouble with Washington. But I do remember those two games. There were several years ago LSU played Washington a couple of times.
Western Kentucky at Alabama. Now, Alabama should win this game with ease, but we might all remember that Western Kentucky is a pretty good football team. I'm not saying they're on the level of an SEC team or Alabama, but they're not a pushover. If Alabama doesn't play, they could really struggle.
Alabama's number one in the latest AP poll that came out earlier today. I think this will be a game that Alabama can work on some things preparing for Arkansas. They won't have any danger of losing to Western Kentucky, but they could look, by some measures, a little sloppy.
They're also number one in the coaches' poll as well. That's
yes.
come out. The next game is the University of Louisiana at Monroe at Arkansas. This could be. I wouldn't say it's a difficult game, but this. What do they call those games that are? Before the big game, a sandwich game or something like that, I'm sure Arkansas has had their minds on Alabama for some time.
Oh, there's no question. And I think when Bobby Petrino was the coach there, you could pretty much guarantee that they would be locked in and loaded on whoever they had to play. He didn't lose any of those little games. But this is John L. Smith, and I got to tell you, I don't know what to expect from John L. Smith in his first year at Arkansas. So it would not surprise me at all if Arkansas struggled with Louisiana Monroe on Saturday.
No, John L. Smith's the kind of guy you'd think get off a Greyhound bus and you'd meet him and you'd wonder who in the world this guy is. Well, speaking of that, I guess they could come, you know, the Trailway Bus Company is headquartered in Alexandria, which is not too far from Monroe. Well, that doesn't have anything to do with that game.
It's down the highway.
Yep. UTEP at Ole Miss. Yes.
Yeah, this is an interesting game. I want to actually get you to pick this game right here on the spot. I'm going to put you on the spot because this is a game that if I ask somebody to pick it, they have to pause for a second and think about it because this is not a slam dunk one way or the other.
I really think UTEP probably win the game, but I'm going to, just because it's home and maybe Ole Miss has got just enough to win it, so I'm going to go ahead and pick Ole Miss, but in my heart, I'm saying Ole Miss, but in my mind, I keep saying UTEP.
You have to give Ole Miss credit for one thing. They scheduled some tough out-of-conference opponents. They have Texas coming in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, it'd be a little probably more difficult than University of Texas at El Paso. East Carolina at South Carolina. Now, this concerns me in the fact of the injury report from South Carolina because I for some reason, I don't believe that quarterback's going to be able to play.
Well, Connor Shaw probably won't play, but I will say this. Steve Spurrier knows East Carolina. They are a good football team, but Steve Spurrier knows them. I think they've played them several of the last few years, so I don't think South Carolina will struggle with East Carolina.
I think East Carolina will probably get a little bit of Latimer. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that they'll run him a time or two.
And then just a couple other quick games. Vandy at Northwestern is interesting. Mm-hmm. And, of course, Tennessee hosts Georgia State. Only thing intriguing about that is that Bill Curry is doing his victory tour, and I don't know, has he ever beaten Tennessee anywhere?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I don't believe he has. And Vandy Northwestern, that's one to keep your eye on.
Yeah, that's probably the big game in that group. But then there's Kent State at Kentucky. Yeah. Well, Joker Phillips is probably really glad Kent State's coming to town.
Well, he probably is. Now, the question is, will Kent State, when they return punts and kickoffs, will they return it toward the end zone they're supposed to go to, or will they help Kentucky out and go the opposite direction?
Or I might ask it a different way. Will Kentucky tackle them, not let them go in the wrong end zone?
That's a good question.
Well, that's our report today. Yeah. That's our five-star report, Jacob. It was another good week in college football.
It is, and if you haven't noticed, the professor is also writing some blogs on the site as well, so you can check those out on the website, bunsports.com/professor is the address. Well, thanks for joining us. We will continue David Seuss at the end of the week, and we'll pick more games and some other stuff on the site, so keep it here. This is the Bun Sports Show on bunsports.com.